Who is it?
Somebody told me. I wasn't that drunk as junk.
Huh?
We just a friend of mine out there talking about a bunch of mules we had trained, you know, when we used to fly them back in the old day.
Yep. What's your full name? And you were born?
Huh?
Where are you born?
I was born up in Yellow Bush County, but I was raised in Pomona, up above Enid up there. I was born up down right before that Murray Spillway, that 1907.
How far is Knoll from here?
Big joints out of here.
You live right in the line, isn't
it? Yeah. Live right in the line of Yellow Bush and Panola and Tallahassee, right, almost in the line. Wasn't very far.
Yeah.
Right, lived almost right in the corner of Tri-State across that.
Yeah. And you farm?
I have farmed. I farmed all my life, except 1 or 2 years. I run a store, I guess about, I might have worked 2 or 3 years out of the farm. I've been here. I made 33 crops right here where I'm living. 33 crops.
Yes,
sir. I've farmed and hunted and trapped all my life. I never lived in a city. Been all over the United States, just about, I might like 4 or 5 states I haven't been in.
This county is?
Tallahassee.
This county wrote that song about, didn't it? Bobby Gentry?
Yeah, Bobby Gentry wrote about that bridge down at Greenwood somewhere. I don't know. I never have been down at that bridge. It's the one that wrote that song in and the one that got Emmett Till in. They got Emmett right across the river. You heard about that, did you?
No, tell me about that.
You know that nigga that put the river over there about when they were having that civil rights business up here.
Really? They
filled it
up and they killed
three niggas. Well, they put him in the river and put some gin fans or something on him, and they didn't tie him down close enough, and his feet come up, and they found him down there.
Ooh, boy.
They some kind of mess about it, so they had a hell of a mess about that thing.
Yeah.
Didn't they say, just like a nigga try to steal a cogwheel, tie around his neck, and swim the river? Dumb
as he is. I don't know what I could tell you about, nothing like, about just, I've been here. When I moved in here at this place, the only way you could get out of here in the winter time was just take a F-20 tractor, a pair of mules, and a wagon, go out of here, or a motorboat. We went out in the boat when the water's up. The rest of the time, we used mule and wagon to go tip over. And then when we get to tip over, we leave a car sitting over there and go to Memphis and wherever we wanted to.
Yeah.
We carried that stuff right up on that ledge and couldn't go no further, and we unloaded that lumber and carried it on our back. Up there about 200-300 yards down and built that house up there, the first house that they ever built here. And that was in 1940, I reckon. 39, I reckon, 41. I come in here and bought this land that there was a... They're building these dams, you see, getting them all built. They took our place up there, the government did.
Yeah.
That eating the dam, you know, and took it away from us. Then I moved to Crawfordville, went in business over there and stayed over there 3 or 4 years, and they come over there and they decided they're gonna build a, Grenada. I mean, Enid, Sardis Dam. And I had a spot over there where I had my store, and they decided they needed it for railroad junction. It wasn't on the water, but they took that. And they took the place up in